It was the papaya tree outside my bedroom window that I loved most about that summer in Guangzhou. Its fruit tropical and exotic, but not so exotic that my friends in Wisconsin wouldn't know it was tropical and exotic. The weeks passed, and I watched the fruit ripen as I drank beer on the patio and played badminton in the street, inventing in my head the adjectives that would best convey the freshness of the sweet, sticky juice as it squeezed onto my face and fingertips, and how adventurous and how youthful I was to eat a papaya from a tree in my backyard. Imagine my surprise, then, when, on my last night in the country, I finally cut down a fruit and sliced it in half for my final dinner, and found that it was not a fruit at all, not a papaya, but a hollow gourd with tiny white seeds that looked like it might be edible if roasted in an oven and covered with brown sugar, like the squash my mom used to make when I was a kid.